A Syringe Made of Wood by Frieda Hart. Brutal, harsh it seems, the sound of these words, and their meaning, even more brutal. But what else could I do? It is 1900, I find myself pregnant, young, and unmarried. They will despise me when they discover the truth. I condemn myself for it. So I'd rather find a way out, destroying all the plans that were made for me long before I was even born. So if I don't bear you, is that what I was born for? A boring life, but a safe one? I'm supposed to bear, but under different circumstances, they say. The wooden syringe lies still in his hand, presenting this man-made cruelty proudly. Everything here is crafted from immovable elements. The wooden floor, the wooden chairs, his motionless glaring face, the wooden table, the wooden syringe. Nothing moves besides your heart and mine. Therefore, we have to get out of here. We, already perceiving us as a team. Associates, relatives, depending on each other. This tranquility is unbearable. Bouncing up, running to the door, wooden, of course. I'm not looking at him. Will I ever again? Trees emerge from the distance, encircling the timber house. We move forward. Aachensee is unfolding in front of my eyes in the distance. Artificial colors reflected in tired eyes. Running through woods so lively it hurts to think of the dead relatives in the living room. Up a green hill covered in soft moss, over the edge and down again. Then suddenly an eruption. Darkness, then we can see again, a sizzling pain. We must have stumbled over something. Staring at the left leg, a well of red unfolds on pale skin. Painful, yes, but it won't stop us. We get up and keep on moving through the forest. At last, the unnaturally blue lake comes into view. No one is at the shore. It's late. The sun has already set. A damp summer night. We could soon be gone if we were courageous enough. We could try to drown ourselves. It would be tragic for a few weeks, then we'd be forgotten. For a while we're standing in front of the waves. Then most of the clothes are stripped off, followed by a plunge into the cold. We are fish now, more asleep than alive. Diving through blurry shades of green, the deeper the colder we become. Tiny flashes of light sparkling around us. Seaweed brushing over my cheek so gently I could cry. But tears will be lost forever in a stream so large. The gentleness makes one think of the brutal syringe. A tool the Engelmacherinnen use, filled with poison, another deadly fluid, potent in the smallest doses, designed to end someone like you, and he built it. We keep on moving, unknown depths of this very well-known body of water unfold beneath us. Tenacious as the evening sky above us, the lack of air starts to wound our lungs. Decisions have to be made. Should we stay down here and become the creatures that watch boats floating on the clear surface, observe people gliding in and out of a world? We could settle rather nicely down here. We could build a house, tend a garden with sea moss and delicate water lilies, floating in a dream until the end of time. From above, a woman's body was seen diving desperately into the cool water. Eventually, beneath the glistening surface, she drifted weightlessly, wondering what might happen if she chose never to return. In time, the pain would fade and all the coolness around would sink into her, leaving her painless. Then, eventually, she arose, gasping desperately for air. She swam back to the shore and lay on the rocks, staring at the night sky.